How long did your mum work in the jute mills for?
Not long. She had to leave because of the noise. She hated the noise and she hated the dust. And then she didn't do any work after we were... And so she tells me. But she was a full-time mum. And then when the war came, she went into munitions.
Right.
A lot of women worked in munitions. Mm. And she hated that as well. It was the noise.
Yeah.
And I mean, as you say, you're a devoted mum. Well, we're all devoted mums. But I remember my granny, my adopted granny, said to my mum, my mum's name was Christina, which is a nice name. She was actually called Teen, which is not very nice. And my adopted granny, who I call my granny, she said, you know, my mum always had us nice, as well as she could do. But the granny said, it's time you were buying a new coat to yourself, Teen. And she says, I'd rather put it on the bairns. You know, because the money was short, and it was a wartime. And,
so it did without really for the...
And then we used to have the Anderson shelters, remember them?
Yeah.
No, you won't remember them. Nobody here will remember them, but the Anderson shelters under the ground. And I was only a wee girl then. And I remember I had a wee pink siren suit thing with a wee... It must have been maybe about 3 or 4. And nearly every night, whenever the sirens went, my mum and dad would run down to the shelter. And if we were out, my dad would carry me on when they... You know, the what do you call them? The lights. I can't remember what you call them. Searchlights. When they went on, my dad would put me on his shoulders to carry me down. Another thing I've just remembered about the jute mills, at lunchtime, it was the bummer. They did the bummer. It was just a klaxon sort of thing. You know, brrr, that was time to go for your lunch.
So they did half a day at school when they were 12, and then they worked in the jute mills. How many hours did they work then? Like 4 or 5 hours?
Four or five hours, I suppose.
Yeah. And did they get the worst jobs?
My mum was a spinner, which is... I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that picture?
Yeah,
that's the spinning. That's my mum there. Oh, really? And that was, like, there was spinners and there was weavers. The weavers were more like a trade. But the spinners... This is what they did to them. And they weren't sort of, we would call bonus, and had to, you know, really
work hard.
Yeah.
Quite dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, machines.
The machines were all going, you know, and had to pull things down. What I've seen on films.
The noise must have been unbelievable, the machines going, you know.
And then on a Saturday, when you went down the town, my husband used to laugh because they'd be going down the Wellgate, which is nothing like the Wellgate is now. All the streets were there. And the women would have the curlers in their hair, and he'd say the jute was hanging out of it. I mean, you smell the jute off their hair, and they put their rollers in their curlers or whatever for Saturday night. So.
Did they get paid? The children get paid something? Is that why they did it?
Very.